As the mosquito said to the little flea, let's dig 'em, Jack. It's Jubilee. Floating with Fahrenheit this PM. Yeah, we're heeled with folks who can knock the hoops off the barrel house and roll them clean out of this cosmos. And here to enumerate the luminaries as they trot by is that gay, mad, impetuous young cavalier, art lover, world traveler, darling of society, the Robin Hood of Radio Row, Ernie Bubbles Whitman.
Smith, glasses and mercy to cool. Well, like the man said, he said we're primed for action with a capital boot, and leading off the sesh is the man with the beaming baton, Jimmy Lunsford. Well, Jimmy, the boy's about to belt you with Little John. Are you ready, Jimmy?
Let it go and sharp as a tack.
Then hit it, Jack, hit it. Thank you, Jimmy Lunsford and me. And now a little lady who can swing the nonny-nonny from here to the end of the line. Groovy or mellow, she cooks up a sweet dish of tempting temple. It's that lush thrush, Tina Dixon. Digging you now with E. Bubble Leap-Up.
Big bad man, and he weighs 400 pounds.
of course. That buttered my ears and served them hot. Armed Forces Radio Service has cooked up a surprise. Jubilee is proud to present a great musician. Leading the RARFS combination for the first time is that melody man. Very salty now. Seaman First Class, Alvino Ray. And it's Sentimental Journey. Kick it off, maestro. Seaman Alvino Ray and the Armed Forces Radio Service Orchestra belting you with a Tweety Sonata. Here's one of radio's favorite teams. Four brothers and sisters, two each, count them. They're very young and very, very solid. Put them together and they're four cats who mix their cream with dreamy steam, the Town Criers. Say, Gordon, how old is the oldest of your four jumping jacks and Jills?
21, Mr. Whitman, but you know, we started awfully early.
You must have. Tell me, Lucy Ann, may I call you Lucy?
Lucy will do.
All right, Lucy. And what a doll she is, folks. Lucy, how did you kids get so beamy?
Well, Mr. Whitman, I guess we grew just like Popsy. We just grew.
Yes, and you're still growing. More popular every time you open your mouths. Well, here they are now with Jimmy Lunsford in the orchestra. The Town Criers are coming at you with Idaho.
Dreams, sweet memories of love.
half the second balcony, so I guess it's time for a scat obbligata. And, brother, when the town crowds swing out on the end of a cadenza, watch out. The town crowds and Jimmy Lundford belling you with, don't squeeze the banana.
Right in the carpool or way stop on the corner at Tony's fruit stand. He'd help himself to anything on which he could lay his hand. Riding it this quite often, and plenty of fruit he was soften. But Tony got sore, he inwardly swore, and he'd holler,
I'll meet Dinger you touch. The plum, you bum, you smash him all up, and I don't can sell him like that.
Please don't squeeze that up banana. Don't want to squeeze, but make it on a coconut.
Thank you, Time Criers, for a groovy ride. Folks, tonight we're going to lift you with something unusual. You see, I wrote a play, and I hope you enjoy it. The play is a bit like Romeo and Juliet, but sort of modernized. Lillian Randolph will play Juliet, and the part of Romeo will be played by the talented dramatic actor, Eddie Green. Here they are. Eddie, here's your script.
Thank you, Ernie.
And Lillian, here's yours.
Thank you, Mr. Whitman.
I hope you can read my typing. I'm not very good, but I did my best. Well, here we go, presenting the Whitman version of Romeo and Juliet.
Romeo. Romeo, wherefore art thou, Romeo?
Here I come, sugar.
This small change. What's the idea of keeping me waiting on this cold balcony?
I'm sorry, my lusty. Your family done ganged up on me, you know. They kept sticking me and stabbing me with the sword, you know.
Forsooth, that was just their idea of a joke.
It is?
Of course.
Well, I got the point.
Art thou wounded?
I sure art.
Where did they wound thee?
Well, halfway between the city hall and the police station there.
Didst thou put up a good fight?
That I did, yes.
But in the end, they stabbed thee?
That's right, they stabbed me in the end.
This Pappy, don't work up a lather, my lover. Just marry me and my pappy will take care of you.
Yeah, that's what I'm afraid of.
What?
Either way, I get stuck.
Oh, thou art unduly alarmed.
Unduly.
Now let us forsooth get down to love making hot stuff.
Now, good. What's like to pitch woo?
Oh, that's my business.
What's like to mess around a bit?
That's my business.
And then, for heaven's sake, let's get down to business.
It's your business.
You know, I've been soft on thee, babe, ever since thou didst consent to become my lover. My liver.
Oh, no, that should be lover. There's something wrong.
Yeah, something wrong with your liver?
No. With my typing. I guess I made a few typing errors. Go ahead, continue reading.
All right. Come, my sweet dove, climb upon my lip.
That's lap, sap.
Oh, yeah. Climb upon my lap, sap.
Oh, Romeo, thou gorgeous hunk of stuff. Dost thou love me? Dost thou adore me? Dost thou need me? Dost thou want me? What's the matter? Too drafty?
No, too dusty.
Come on, Eddie, read your script.
Tell me, prithee, how thou dost lovest me, Romeo.
Juliet, my love is really hot stuff. My love is so big, it is continued on the next page.
What'd
he say? My love so big it's continued on the next page.
No, Eddie. Huh? That's a direction.
Oh.
Please read whatever is on the script and nothing else.
All right. Slowly and with great feeling.
Oh, that's another direction, Eddie. It means that you read slowly and with feeling. Oh. See, like this. A rose by any other name would smell as sweet.
What's a rose, Trippy? It's nothing but a name.
Yeah, if a rose was a tomcat and a tomcat was a rose...
Then what, old Romeo?
Then you'd have tomcats howling on your trellis and roses meowing on the back fence.
What an interesting thought.
You know, and if a horse was a fly and a fly was a horse, then you'd have flies galloping around swatting horses with their tails.
How interesting.
And if a dog was a fire hydrant and a fire hydrant was a dog... Interesting thought, ain't it?
Oh, Romeo, wouldst thou were not on this balcony?
I wish I was not down here.
How can I get down?
Come quickly, Julia. Slide down my nose.
No. That says slide down. My nose senses danger.
Oh, that.
Oh, Romeo. If I cannot get out off this balcony, I'll jump off.
That's your cue, Eddie. That's your cue.
Right. I'll jump off. Come on, Eddie.
Now, you jump off first.
Papa's coming.
Yeah, I'm going.
Please not.
Says why?
I'm going to jump. I don't care a thing.
Don't jump, baby. You is much too big.
Hold out your arm.
Now, I guess I'm stuck.
Here I come.
I'm a dead duck.
Where are you, Eddie? Say something.
Well, I say.
Read your line. Here's your script lying on the ground.
Script? I ain't no script, man. That's me.
I guess Shakespeare is spinning in his grave like a yo-yo. Thanks to Lillian Randolph and Eddie Green. Once again, Jimmy Lonson returns with one of his Sunday arrangements. It's Strictly from Stratosphere and Jet Propelled. Featuring Joe Thomas on sax and Russell Green on trumpet, it's Body and Soul.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, indeed. That melted the cubes in Papa's icebox. Well, we're higher than a fly and hotter than a beaver with a fever. It's time to dim the glims, but before we drop our taps, we want you to set your beat to the Jubilee Heat, because we're coming back next week with more Surf Ram. Until then, this is Ernie. I've got to have a big bird basket for all them Rolls Whitman. Saying from the bottom of my big fat heart, so long and good luck.
This is the Armed Forces Radio Service.